me again. I've missed you. Welcome back. I thought about something, and I don't want to keep it to myself, so I'll tell you. Are you ready? Okay. The goal isn't only about marrying or dating rich. It is also about marrying and dating generous. I repeat, don't just date and marry rich, date and marry generous men. A man can have all the billions and the gazillions and the millions and whatnot, and at the end of the day, he's not sharing with you. He's not providing for you. He's not giving you any of his resources. You don't want that. You want generous. A man who's working, a man who can provide for you. A man who is too happy to share his resources with you, even if he's not happy, like nobody actually cares. It's just nicer when he's happy to share his resources with you, because then you know he truly, really loves and adores you enough to share his hard-earned resources, his earnings with you. So, I know a lot of people say, oh, he has to be rich, he has to, you know, be a CEO, a gazillionaire, a da-da-da. Yes, okay. But the question really is he generous with you? When it comes to giving you, are his palms open wide? Is he saying, take? When he's giving you stuff, is he giving you? Or is he saying, oh, I don't have. It's too much. It's too excessive. You have to also know the pocket of the man you're dealing with. You cannot know he can't afford something, and that's exactly what you're asking him for. Yes, he has money. Yes, he gives you money. But what if what you're asking for is way above his, you know, financial capabilities? This is why you also have to date someone who is within the financial, you know, tax bracket that would allow you ask for certain things and he would give. But notwithstanding, that's not the topic. Topic is marrying and dating generous men. Being able to share your resources with people is an act of love. So when you talk about, oh, I don't know if he loves me, I don't know. He's with you. He shares his resources with you. He's invested in that relationship because his money is there. That's how you know. Okay? So none of all that, oh, I don't know if he loves me. He's not showing. He's showing you by investing in, like, how else do you want him to show you that he truly cares for you? Sharing his resources with you. That's all I wanted to tell you. Don't get carried away with billions and millions that are not in your account, don't get carried away with just wanting to say, my boyfriend and my husband is a millionaire, he's a gazillionaire, he's a triceptoros multi something lunar. Like, no, that's not the purpose. He could be filthy rich and your bank account is empty. We're not in relationships or marriages just to say we're dating or we're married. That's not what we're doing. Like, you need to not care about having to tell people, oh, I have a man, I'm dating, or I'm married. Nah, you have a man, but does he provide for you? You have a man, but you're still struggling? No, we don't do that. We are in relationships and marriages because the person we're married to or dating loves us, and we love him back. And he loves us enough to share his resources with us. Bashigana. That's it. That's it. Nothing more. Well, yep, nothing more, nothing less. He's a generous man. He provides for you. He looks after you. He takes care of you. He makes sure you're sorted out. Once that earning comes into his account, he thinks, oh yeah, I have to do this, do that. The woman I'm with, I have to send her this. The woman I'm with, I have to give her that. The woman I'm with, I have to take her here, take her there. I have to buy her this. She needs this. She wants this. It's a sign of love. It's a sign of affection. It's not just about saying, I have a rich boyfriend. I have a rich boyfriend. Maybe I went to my boyfriend's house. I saw 10 bottles of... and what expensive drink now that I use. Yeah, I went to my boyfriend's house. I saw 10 bags of, 10 bags of, and paper bags of, from Polo Avenue. I saw, he traveled. I saw his passport. Like, nobody gives a shit. The real question is, after everything you saw, what is in your account? Nothing? That's sad. We need to think beyond and above. Okay? So it's not just about marrying or dating rich. It's about marrying and dating generous men. Because the last thing you want on your mind is, oh, I need this, I need that. You have a man, but you can't ask him. Why? Because you know he won't give you. And he has, but you know that he won't give it. There's something wrong with you. You can't ask him. So, dearly beloved, date and marry rich and generous. Generous, that's the key word. Generous, somebody who gives freely. Because if you start dating him, he's stingy. You're gonna marry him, he's gonna be stingy still. There's nothing like, oh, when we get married, he'll change. Or he said, oh, when we get married and we start having kids, like, he'll have a different perspective. You will suffer. You will suffer. You will suffer. You gon' cry. You will suffer. He's not going to give you a dime. And even when he does, he'll count it like he's counting, I don't know. You don't want that for yourself. So generous. So if he isn't asking you if you need anything, if he isn't randomly just giving you cash or sending you money, or if you can't ask him for money or for things, if he isn't saying, oh, do you have groceries? Let's go get you groceries. If he isn't asking you about your welfare, how you're doing, if you're good, you're in trouble. You're in big trouble, like grandiose trouble. Okay? So think about it again. If you're already in that kind of relationship, get up and get gone. Just get up and go. Because what's the point? If you leave, you will still leave with zero. If you stay, you will be staying with zero. Might as well just leave with nothing. Right? All right then. That is all for now. Until next time. Toodaloo. Bye for now, everyone.